But there's a company that has endeared him, that has seen him. And even today, our eyes are set upon him. We are not deceived. We are not led astray. We understand his thoughts. He has left with us his thoughts. He has left with us this book. We are not following cunningly devised fables. We are not guessing. And not only has he left us with this book, but he has given us the Spirit. One who has come near to help us for ministry, for life. He will take the things of God and make them real to us. The things of Christ, make them real to us. So we might not be ignorant of these things. There's no guessing about these things. Christ has met God's desire coming in, bringing in salvation. And he will complete it all when he comes back again. First taking the church out and coming back. You know, there is more reference to the Lord returning. I can only have two clear statements on the Lord's coming. Three, maybe. In the New Testament, coming for us. And all the other statement is this coming with us. We must love the appearing of the Lord Jesus. Love the period of the Lord Jesus. Not only are a portion given to him as a special gift of the Father, of the love of the Father, because he loved the assembly, he gave himself for the assembly. He also came in answer of the Father's love, of God's love to this world. And so God has given the assembly something special in secret to him. This world doesn't know us. This world doesn't know the assembly. He will take it to himself. And so he sits in rejection here. He sits in rejection. Talks about the destruction of Jerusalem, the destruction of the temple. I hope you were as excited as I am when I see trouble around Jerusalem these days. Around the Temple Mount these days, where the Dome of the Rock is, one of the sacred mosques of Islam, sits on Solomon's temple site. It's a place where the Ezekiel temple is supposed to be built. Sits there. Whenever I see that, I'm excited. Because Jerusalem is a center of prophecy. Not Europe. You gotta go to the sacred land. Center of prophecy. And when you see all these things started to gather up and trouble the scenes, what do you think ISIS is here for? You think ISIS is here for Europe? Or for Iraq? ISIS interest is in Israel. It's an enemy that Israel don't know. They have never seen an enemy like this. It's not Damascus that you can bomb. These guys are anywhere. Anywhere. Israel has never seen an enemy like this. You know where ISIS come out of? Assyria. King of the north. That region there. Isaiah write about it. Malachi write about it. The area of the Persian Empire. Iraq, Iran, Turkey, Syria, Muslims. There are no enemies that Israel has like the Muslims. And ISIS is the worst of them. Al-Qaeda is a baby compared to ISIS. Vicious, evil. The Lord Jesus sits and he sees the old scene unfolding. But he sees it here in relation to the Antichrist. Not in relation to the King of the North or the King of the South. But in relation to the Antichrist coming in, and you track it down, you have tribulation, chapter 4 to about 4, verse 14. You have great tribulation. You have the judgment of the servants. You have the judgment that shall set in view of those who will go in to his supper, to his reign. You have the judgment of the nations. Scene of judgment, all set. But he sits as prophet and he sets us. What we are experiencing today is a foreshadow of what is to come. We are seeing the smoke. And things are not going to get better. You better gird up your loins. You better gird up your loins. Things are easily eaten up. Readily eaten up at this time. And we've seen this sitting as prophet. And he anticipated the bringing out of the kingdom. Much could be said on that, but time doesn't permit. I would like you to turn with me now to Luke chapter 22. Where we see him sitting as Lord and Master of the house. Luke chapter 22. Verse 14. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. He sits here as Lord and Master of the house. And you find that expression in John 13. If I be your Lord and Master, you call me Master and Lord, so am I. He said, if I be your Lord and Master, do this to you. You also should do that, do this to yourself. You can pick the scripture up. Time doesn't permit for me to go into that. Before the Lord Jesus could introduce this noble feast, he has to set aside that which pertains to Israel first. It's the same environment, it's the same scene, but I want you to look at how the environment was set. It was all set up in view of the Passover. He said in verse 8, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. That's the Jewish position. And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall ye find, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Who is that man? What does this man represent? Follow him into the house where ye shall enter in. And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, who is the good man of the house? Who is the caretaker of that house? The master saith unto thee, this is a man with authority. Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? This is a man of authority. And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found it as he had said unto them. And they made ready the Passover. Then we have, when the hour was come, he sat down.